Gotcha. What do you think you're doing here? This area is off limits for the likes of you. Are you my dinner? No. You're my breakfast. Well, I'm not very hungry right now. So, what I will do is bind you up and save you for later. No, don't struggle. I know it's a bit difficult for you to speak right now, but let me get these fiber bindings on you, and you can tell me what's on your mind and why you're really here, because I do not trust you. In the meantime, I will just sit on you. I'm a big boy. I'm a werewolf, if you couldn't tell. You know better than to come over here. This is not a safe place. Don't you see all the tigers, lions, and everything else over here? Didn't you see a hyena at the entrance of this cave? That's my hyena. He's my favorite yin. I find it unlikely that you don't know this, given that there is no reason for you to be out this far. I am a werewolf associated with Jabal Sog. I have a complicated history with my god. He is no friend of mine. I did not ask for this. And just like you, I didn't ask to be here either. Though I am not unhappy about it. This is somewhat of a self-imposed exile. Ah, your hands are covered by my tail. Let me fix that. Oh, you can probably hear me better now, too. No, don't try to speak. Not yet. Though you don't appear to be struggling. If you were, I probably would have just carved you up and thrown you into my icebox. What do you think us werewolves eat? I don't like the term werewolf. You can call me a wolf beast. I was once like you. I was a Cimmerian. I was a young boy when the Picts came into our territory and took me, the largest, tallest, stoutest. I was destined to be sacrificed to the god of beasts, Jabal Sog. Jabal Sog saw me as an avatar of sorts. You may have seen the werehyenas in these parts, but I'm not like them. I'm still a man. When I see my reflection, I see a man, I don't see a beast. But that's what everyone else sees. I don't care for this weather. It's too hot and too dry. I would prefer to be up north, in the steeps, in the tundra, because that's where I'm from. But they don't accept me there. Look at me. I don't look like you. I'm scary. And I'm probably going to eat you. Do you like roast? What's your favorite vegetable? Doesn't have to be vegetable. We could have... what goes good with you? Your skin is soft, isn't it? Maybe not so. Maybe it's dry. This is a very dry area. Are you a Zamorian? Are you a Shemite? You're not a Sumerian. I don't know what you are, but you look awfully tasty. You probably think I'm joking, but I still haven't decided what side I'm going to dish up with you. Roast. Potatoes. Do you like potatoes? Do you think you would taste good with potatoes? Mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, scalloped potatoes, scalped potatoes? No. That sounds like something I'm going to do to you. What about broccoli? How do you feel about broccoli as a side? Does that sound good? Roasted you with a side of broccoli. Maybe mashed potatoes and gravy. Do you think you would taste good with that? What about green beans? Brussels sprouts. Sounds pretty good. I am going to finish your bindings. There we go. Let's just loop this through. And... okay. Put your other wrist... No. Give that to me. I'll be the one managing you. Maybe another loop through here. Grab the end here. Loop it through. Just like... You're not getting out of this one. You haven't really struggled at all. Why don't you tell me why you're here? Keystone. The Keystone. What is that? It is a powerful artifact that will allow us to leave the exiled lands. You need my help. Why me? Yeah, the ones at the den, they're of no use. They might help you, but their means are foolish. They accept me, but I do not accept them. They are followers of Jabal Sog. I am cursed. by Jabal Sog. Being a werewolf or wolf beast does afford me powers that you human folk do not possess. I'm very strong. I'm much taller than you. I was a tall boy to begin with, and that's probably one of the things that factored in to me becoming one with Jabal Sog. I am mighty and fearless, and I can do almost anything and fight any foe, but I don't know if I will help you. You are my dinner after all. What shall we do with you, dear snack of mine? The denizens of the den had no interest in eating you. That's strange. The dogs of the desert, as they are called. They act like beasts. They are beasts. I am not. I look like a beast. But I do not long to act like one. Your calmness impresses me. There must be something special about you. Are you scared? Are you afraid that I might actually eat you with this fiber binding around your wrists and your ankles? I am awfully close to you, and I can open up my maw and bite down. But we didn't decide on the sides, did we? I think that you will go good with potatoes. Yum, yum, yum. Maybe potatoes and quinoa. And you, roasted you. No, I think you've won me over. Your demeanor, your energy, the aura of you, I am impressed with. I'm going to unsheathe you from these bindings. If I can find the end of them. And just like that. Don't go anywhere. I need to put these back. Unfortunate thing about these big werewolf paws is that I've got these claws and they get in the way of things. I am perfectly capable fighting battling like the feral werewolf that I am. But I prefer to fight with a sword. It's a small thing that makes me feel in touch with my humanity. My enemies and those that wish me harm have tried their best to capture me, use me for their wicked experiments, like a sacrifice. I've already been sacrificed. I don't think that that will happen again, though they try. And so they bind me. Much like I bound you, but you can't bind me. No. I've taken on the name Barbarian E.G. because my ways are barbaric. I am a Sumerian after all. And some things about us never change. Okay, traveler. I have discarded the fiber bindings. You are safe for now. And I don't eat human. That would be savage and barbaric. I don't know how you found me exactly, but now it is time for me to depart. What I ask of you is begin your quest. Begin searching for the keystone, and I will be there. You won't know it unless I want you to. But I will be there with you. And if you see me, don't expect to see me for long. I'm going to put you to sleep now. When you awake,